Parkinson's UK. He actually celebrated his 64th birthday on the road when last we caught up with him. So let's find out where he is now. And he joins us on the programme. Good afternoon, Neil.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you ever so much for joining us.
No problem.
Where do we find you then? Whereabouts on the map of the UK are you?
I wish I knew. I could tell at Phoebe and say where I am. We're in the middle of the very, very beautiful Devon countryside. It's so hilly, we've lost signal. So not entirely sure where we are. Oh, hang on. We're near Tiverton.
Near Tiverton in Devon, lovely. Yeah, beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, absolutely. But the hills are... it's a family show, so I've just managed to pick up the support vehicle after we lost the connection, and I wasn't sure where I was, and I've managed to take the right turnings by chance, and found my way to the support wagon. But if I feel like I haven't been out of breath, it's because I am.
And quite rightly too, you've got every reason to be out of breath. I mean, what's this now, day 36, is it?
This is 31, day 31. This is my 31st consecutive marathon. I think I've plotted up about 817 miles since leaving John O'Groats. And it's tough. And I found that as the days and weeks have rolled by, that it's sort of beginning to sort of catch up with me a little bit. I picked up an injury about 5 days ago. It's a compartmentalized syndrome, which is basically inflamed tendons and muscles in the shin.
Right. It's basically your body saying, "What the hell are you doing to me, man?"
Yeah, absolutely. And, it's 64, not 24, so...
I think even a 24-year-old would be struggling, and you have every right to pick up, and it's unbelievable, 31 consecutive... I mean, you're not just doing a marathon, you're doing a marathon plus, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I've had my watch set on automatic pause. It's a bit technical, but every time I set off after stopping, it takes a few metres to actually connect. And when you add up all of those pausing moments, I've probably done an extra mile or 2 miles every single day on top of what I've recorded. So, but anyway, I've corrected that little problem now, so it's not going to be an issue any longer.
Brilliant. So. And now, last week you came through Gloucestershire. What was that like? You coming through home? Was it hard to keep going?
Well, it was a little bit surreal, to be honest. We got there about late afternoon, and we'd had quite a few long, steep hills up near Snow's Hill and Broadway to navigate. There was a good reception. It was a bit surreal, really, and but I had a good half dozen to a dozen followers sort of supporting me from Snow's Hill to Broughton, which helped a lot. And we finally finished on the Farmington Road. It was a memorable occasion.
And a night back in your own bed as well, I guess, was it?
Yes.
That must have been nice. Hot shower and your own bed.
Well, the thing is, I'm sure your listeners don't really want to hear this, is that as soon as my head hit the pillow, I mean, I could have been anywhere in the world. I was gone like a flash. So I didn't exactly lie in my bed and sort of doze off, as it were. I was sort of almost instant sleep. So, it was nice to wake up in that next morning in your own bed and have a cup of tea in bed as well, which was even nicer.
And how is the Parkinson's reacting to what you're doing to your body, really, at the moment, in pushing it every day like this for 31 days straight?
Well, I think it's probably feeling like it's being left out, really, because because I've been so focused on getting from A to B that the symptoms haven't really had much effect on me. I still get a little bit of hand tremor when I get anxious. Just a few minutes ago, as I mentioned, I was a little bit lost and not sure where I was, and the anxiety levels start to rise, and then that's a cue for my hand tremor to start tremoring. So, but apart from that, it hasn't had any real effect on me at all. So I don't know how or why, but that's just what it's been like for me.
Amazing, absolutely amazing. And you are now, really, you're on the last leg, aren't you? You've got one county to go. You're in Devon. There's only Cornwall next. How does that feel, waking up each morning knowing that you are getting that bit closer now?
It's a mixture of feelings. I feel sad at the prospect of this project coming to an end is sort of in sight. I'm also excited at the prospect of completing it as well at the same time. I'm looking forward to having a pint of Doom Bar when I get to Cornwall. Not sure I'm allowed to mention that at all, but
you can do what they like, what you've been through. So believe you deserve one of those. You deserve many of those. I'm sure there'll be many waiting for you as well. Amazing. So it's a very hilly Devon at the moment. Where do you stop tonight?
Well, I'm going to just keep going until I'm on 12 and a half miles at the moment. I need to reach 26. So it's wherever 26 miles lead from me, heading south towards Land's End. Hopefully,
you might get into Cornwall tonight then.
North Taunton. Sorry.
Okay.
North Taunton, which is a small town, I think in Cornwall, North Cornwall. So.
Yeah.
Oh no, I've been told it's not actually. So.
You're that way. You're down that way. That's the main thing.
It's the altitude where I am at the moment. So if I start talking gibberish, it's the altitude.
Yeah, well, it's probably putting your body through what you're doing to it, which is just unbelievable. And you're doing this, of course, for Parkinson's UK. Have you had plenty of support?
Absolutely bowled over by the support. We've had everything from the offer of a cup of tea and a biscuit to we've had the car flagged down a couple of times. We thought we'd done something wrong, and somebody's come to give us a donation. I was sitting in a coffee shop a couple of days ago, and I had a tap on the shoulder, and a guy thrust £100 in my pocket, and it's just been, these difficult times as well for most people, and you know, the fact that they're still finding money to give to this cause is something that I'm very, very appreciative of and thank them big time.
You are doing an amazing thing, and you're doing an amazing job at it as well. Neil. Congratulations so far, and good luck with the rest of the journey. Have you got a finished day? When do you hope to finish?
Sunday is the target day. It was going to be Saturday, but I've sort of fell behind a bit due to my injury. But Sunday, D-Day, really, finishing.
When you say, is that Doom Bar Day? Or
Doom Bar Day and a Cornish pasty. That's what's motivating me now, if the truth be known, to get to the end.
Well, I'll let you get back on the road because I know you've taken a break to chat to us, and I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for joining us, and
the
very best of luck. If you want to follow the amazing exploits of Neil and just, you know, support him on his amazing exploits as well, he's got a Just Giving page. It's Joggle, J-O-G-L-E, J-O-G-L-E hyphen Neil. But if you put in Neil Russell and J-O-G-L-E, Joggle, then you'll find all the details you need on the Just Giving page as well. Thank you so much, Neil. Get back out on the road keep tapping those hills. Keep going. You're amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
What an incredible man. Neil Russell from Bourton-on-the-Water. 31 days, back-to-back marathons pluses. Amazing.
There was an emptiness. I think you met me at a strange time and you might